Ashanti to Zulu, a book describing African traditions, written by Margaret Musgrove, with pictures by Leo and Diane Dillon. Africa is an enormous and varied continent, inhabited by hundreds of different peoples whose array of customs and traditions are as diverse as the land itself. The collection of vignettes that follows will introduce you to 26 African peoples by depicting a custom important to each. Some of the customs are unique and relate only to a particular people. Others are shared by many peoples, but all reflect African values or philosophies. In spite of the fact that modern technology is bringing new ways and directions to African life, the traditions that have been passed from generation to generation are still respected and practiced. We hope that this collection will give you not only a feeling for the vastness of the African continent and the variety of her peoples, but for the place that tradition holds at the very heart of African life. Ashanti weavers make a beautiful cloth called kente. They weave it in bright silk threads and give each different design a name. One, which is mostly yellow, is called gold dust. Another, called When the Queen Comes to Accra, is a favorite of many Ashanti women. One Man Cannot Rule a Country was designed especially for Ghana's first president. The Ashanti king drapes himself in a special kente that only he may wear. To the Baule, a crocodile holding a big fish in its mouth is a sacred symbol.